One country that is leading the way in tackling climate change is Norway. It has signed a deal with Liberia, under which it will pay the West African country to stop cutting down its trees. Our environment correspondent Matt McGrath explained the details of that agreement.
The Norwegians have been involved in deforestation for a number of years. They've been using their incredible wealth, I guess, to help Indonesia and Brazil and other areas to stop them cutting down trees. They've been paying for those places to leave the trees alone. But with Liberia, they've done a kind of a national deal. They're paying them $150 million over the next 6 years to essentially stop deforestation. And this is seen as quite a significant thing. It's the biggest financial pledge in Africa to stop this type of deforestation. It's a particular interest in Liberia because they have a really ancient rainforest, West African rainforest there, which is being cut down, and the government has been struggling to stop that. So it's been seen as a win-win. The climate benefits from no more emissions, and Liberia benefits from a large amount of money at a time when it really needs it.
And you talk about that ancient West African rainforest. It's home to populations, viable populations, isn't it, of Western chimpanzees, elephants, leopards.
Yeah, that's right. It's a global biodiversity hotspot. And, you know, since the end of the civil war in Liberia in 2003, there's been a number of different attempts by illegal loggers. It seems every time Liberia gets into a crisis, people turn to the forest if the Liberians stop the deforestation and it can be independently monitored.
Is Ebola in this mix at all? Were there fears that Ebola and the crisis badly affecting Liberia might have led to more logging?
That's one of the things that's really germane to this whole discussion right now. When a country gets into economic difficulties, when things start to break down, it becomes more easy for people outside the law to cut down the trees and to sell that timber without any restrictions in place. And there's a worry about this right now. And the Norwegians coming in with the money will want to see her monitoring that the trees remain standing.
Matt McGrath. Across the Western world, a five-day working week is the norm. But what would happen if this was reduced to 4 days? It's a proposal by a British think tank, the New Economics Foundation, which describes itself as promoting social, economic and environmental justice. It argues that a shorter working week would boost the economy, raise productivity, improve people's work-life balance and help social cohesion.